Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Podcast. I'm half asleep. It's Tuesday, August 9th at 8 a.m. And I'm starting to think, despite being half asleep, about what I want to watch at the Olympics today. So I thought I'd share some of my suggestions with you. Let's start at 9 a.m. with some men's rugby sevens. It's the preliminary round. The women's tournament finished up last night with the Australian team winning the gold medal. Congratulations to them. Rugby sevens has been one of the highlights of the game for me so far. Hopefully you've caught some. If not, turn on NBC Sports Network at 9 a.m. and you'll get some men's preliminary round matchups. Rugby sevens is a great game. It's really fast. It's really exciting. And it's literally fast. It's 2 7-minute halves, so it's not much of a time commitment. That goes until 1 p.m. But if you want to get a little bit of that and then switch over to something else at 10 a.m., I would recommend water polo. Actually, it looks like it starts at 10:40 a.m., the United States against Spain in women's water polo. That's over on NBC. That should take us to around noon, take a lunch break. 1 p.m., there's a men's basketball game that I think will be really, really fun to watch. It's Spain versus Brazil. Spain was the silver medalist 4 years ago, and Brazil is the host country, so the fans should be wild for that one. That's on NBC Sports Network. It's also on Telemundo starting 15 minutes later at 1:15, which makes me a little suspicious that maybe the game actually starts at 1:15. Not sure about that. At 3 p.m., our afternoon of women's soccer starts. I would watch Germany against Canada, 3 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. That one is live. Everything I've talked about is live so far. I'll probably watch that all the way till 5. But if you get a little sick of soccer, at 3:45, you can switch to NBC. They'll be showing the men's whitewater canoe or kayak final. That's a really cool sport if you've never seen it. That's actually on tape, live streaming at 12:30 p.m., so just stay away from Twitter if you want to watch it on NBC at 3:45. The women's soccer game of the day for American fans is the U.S. women's national team playing against Colombia at 6 p.m. on NBC Sports Network and NBC Universal. That is live. I'm going to be in class, so don't tell me who wins that game. I want to watch it later. At 8 p.m., you turn to NBC if you like their evening coverage. They'll be showing the women's gymnastics team gold medal final, which is taped live stream at 3 p.m. So again, watch out for Twitter. And also, similar story with the women's diving platform synchronized final. That's taped. And the live stuff, as has been the case for the last few days on NBC at night in primetime, is swimming. Should be some good Michael Phelps. I'm guessing there might be some good Katie Ledecky, and you know, maybe some other people will swim also. If the live NBC coverage is not your thing, at 9 p.m., there is another great women's soccer game, South Africa against Brazil, on the NBC Sports Channel. Thanks for listening. That's all I've got today, and hopefully I'll be with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.